Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Release run out the half without giving it back. Here's Daniels. Let's one fly. Going deep. Lute McCaffrey.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, what a catch. We've got another flag, though, so let's wait and see. Oh, my goodness. Lute McCaffrey.
What a wild end to that first half. What a throw. What a catch by Luke McCaffrey. 50 yards down to the Charger 33, put Washington in position with another throw from Jaden to Deebo Samuel for 22 yards to get a chip shot field goal at the end of the half, making it 10-10, and they got the ball to start the second half. That was a game flip from the 8:50 mark of the second quarter on. The Chargers on the verge of going up 13-0 or 17-0 in complete control of the game through a quarter and a half. That fumble, the hit by Quan Martin on Quentin Johnston, and the Chargers didn't score again, although they got really close to scoring in the fourth quarter. I want to tell you about Window Nation. October's here, so is the return of chilly air seeping into your home. That is, if you've got an older window set, stuck windows, cracked windows, hard to open, hard to close. If that's the case, you need new windows, and my recommendation is to call Window Nation to eliminate not only the annoying drafts that will come with older windows, but the much higher heating bills. Window Nation has some of the most efficient and the best replacement windows out there. Their installation crews finish the job in a day or less, so you can get back to your daily routines with minimal interruption. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all of their windows, so you can relax knowing your home is protected far into the future. This month, the offer is a real good one. Buy two, get the next two free, but with no limit. Plus, one day or less installation, that's included in the price. They'll give you the option also of paying nothing for 2 years. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest charged until the year 2027. Window Nation is a company that I've worked with now for 17 years. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've got a 96% customer satisfaction rating, over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country, and their windows come with a lifetime warranty. They were recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. You can trust Window Nation. I promise you, they'll get it done, and they'll get it done right. Get a free estimate. Start with that by calling them at 866-90-NATION or going to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and take good care of you. All right, let's get to the game take. All right, what I liked, what I didn't like, and a lot more. You can start getting on to the phones in about 20 minutes is probably the best time to start. Right before 11 o'clock, we'll take your calls and get your reaction to this big win next hour. All right, number one on the list is the return of number five. It was rusty early. I can't believe on the second play of the game after a 7-yard quick game throw to Deebo Samuel, and it's second and three, Cliff calls a play. I could be wrong. He could have checked to it. It could have been an option. It didn't look like an option. He calls quarterback power. There's some action going on in the backfield. A lot of misdirection in everything Cliff does. And here comes number five in his first game back after 3 weeks on the second snap, running a designed run into a pile of bodies. Minus 2 yards. What? I love Cliff. He is just so good. I mean, we are very lucky to have Dan Quinn as the head coach and Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. I just don't get the fascination of the quarterback counters, the quarterback powers. You've got a quarterback that doesn't look anything like Cam Newton, nothing like Josh Allen physically, and he's coming off a knee injury, and he's been out for 23 days. And on the second snap, we're running quarterback power, quarterback counter, whatever it was. I'll go back and look at it again, and I may be wrong, and it may have been a check. Could have been a check on second and three. He got hit, tackled for minus two, next play, incomplete, and they are punting. The early going also included a third down scramble on their second series, and he slipped. And then he got rid of those shoes and put on other shoes. I guess the reporting from Aaron Andrews was that he put on the shoes he normally wears. I don't know why he was wearing other shoes. Did it have something to do with the knee? Did it have something to do with the brace? Did it have something to do with the turf? I'm not sure. But he slipped on that second series. And I actually think he had an option on that play, which I'll get to when I mention some of the plays that weren't good. But it was a slow start. And then it was Jaden pretty much the rest of the way. And it started on that third and 16 after the fumble. They're about to punt it back, you know. And the thing about this team during this, you know, very brief, you know, at this point, you know, 25-game Jaden Daniels era where he's missed two games this year, they just overcome long down and distances. It's just not something that they're afraid to go after. You know, second and 20, first and 20, third and 16. We're not checking it down. We're not running a draw. We got a quarterback that can hang in there, and if we can block it up for just a little bit, but even if we can't, he'll figure out a way to get out of trouble and throw it down the field or run it for 16 yards. What a throw, though, to Jalen Lane. That was really the play that just unlocked everything. And from that moment on, you know, you go to that third drive, which, you know, that play starts the touchdown drive to make it 10-7. There's a second and four scramble, and he looks really good sliding. You know, a little bit later on, he didn't slide and Brady scolded him. We'll get to that in a moment. The throw to Deebo after he avoids pressure for 21 yards, and then getting the ball back at the end of the first half, the 50-yard throw to McCaffrey. He's certainly not afraid, that's for sure. He'll give his guys, even if they're not the best guys, the starting guys, he'll give them opportunities. What a really good catch by McCaffrey. Outstanding. For all of you Luke people, that was a moment, but that was a big-time throw as well. And then, you know, they're in longer field goal range, and Matt Gay, even though he's been really good, in fact, 8 straight now, going back to the second half of the Raiders game, but they were in that 33-yard, you know, 35-yard line area, so you're plus, it's going to be a 50-yard plus field goal unless they get more yards, and there's a beautiful crossing route throw from Jaden to Deebo, and then they got up and clocked it and kicked the field goal after that. Go to the second half, first drive, it's a second and 10 scramble for 9 yards that gets them to a third and one. I think there were some really good throws in this game by Jaden and a couple that were off. I'll get to those in a moment. But I think one of my favorite throws from him was a first and 10 9-yard throw to number 13, Tay Martin, on the opening drive of the second half. It was Jaden at his pocket passing best. He sees it. He knows what the defense is doing. He's decisive. It's a flick of the wrist, super quick release. The velocity, the accuracy, 9 yards at second and one. You know, those are the things we saw last year. We saw some of them in the Giant game, but he was off a little bit in the Giant game in the opener. And then the next play, it's a read option keeper. He gets the first down and gets down immediately. He played smart football for the most part. Wasn't his fault that they called quarterback power on the second play of the game. The throw to Chris Moore in the end zone. I mean, you got to catch that, Chris. That's a touchdown. That is an extension of the play, creating and then making a perfect throw to Chris Moore, who just could not pull it in for a touchdown. The second and 16 scramble on the last drive, the epic last drive of the game. By the way, the first 99-yard drive for Washington, I saw Keim tweet out, saw it this morning, since 2001. I would have never guessed that. He's got a second 16 scramble, and he gets 12. That's the play where he got leg whipped coming out of the pocket, but decisive as a scrambler. Look quick. Brace didn't seem to have that much of an effect. Then he had that second 9 scramble where he didn't go down, and he's fighting for that extra yard to move the sticks. And those are the ones where you got to say, don't do that. It's second and 9. You've already scrambled. Okay, even if you have to slide after 6 yards, it's 3rd and 3. And he got tackled, he got hit, and Brady lectured him about it after that. The touchdown to Debo is, you know, obviously an incredible play. I mean, there were a lot of really good Jaden Daniels, looking like Jaden Daniels plays. The bad from him in the game, he was, you know, like he was in the opener and against Green Bay, a little bit inaccurate on a few throws. I mean, not every throw, even from the best of all time, are right on the money or perfectly accurate. He was high to Ertz on a pass. Ertz could have pulled it in. He was a little behind Lane on one early. He underthrew Debo on the defensive pass interference. That could have been intentional, but I don't think it was. There was a really good grab by Debo in the second half on a ball that was just slightly behind him. He wasn't perfect. He probably missed a few things, including going back to the second drive of the game where he scrambles and he slips and falls about 3-4 yards short of the sticks. If you watch that play, I'm pretty sure he should have hit McNichols on a check down. And he could have hit McNichols as he started to run, because once he starts to run, the defense, all eyes are on him. It sucks everybody up. And he could have dumped it off to McNichols, and I think McNichols would still be running. So that was a chance and a decision that wasn't great. Yeah, for the most part, I mean, 15 of 26 for 231 yards, 8.9 yards per attempt, 15.4 yards per completion. He rushed for another 39 yards, and they were important yards on 8 carries, nearly 5 yards per carry. I got him as an A-minus, B-plus in this game. And really, it's the start to the game and the rust on those first two drives and a couple of throws that were off. But he protected the football all day, as he always seems to do. The tempo, man. How about the up-tempo and the hurry-up? That really was a factor in the game. The Chargers, towards the end, seemed to run out of gas. Jaden's return, number one on the list of things that I liked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the game, number two has to be the running back, Jacory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. In the game, 28 snaps, 28, all right, out of the 59, I saw this morning, offensive snaps, 59, 28 of the 59 snaps. So he played in less than half the snaps in the game. And he generated 150 yards of total offense and two touchdowns. 16 touches, 150 yards, two touchdowns. I'd call that high-level efficiency. Yes, he had one fumble as well. There were a couple of plays that I love. First of all, you know, pretty much one of the first plays he has an opportunity on is a wildcat zone read with Debo. Then he's, you know, into the end zone on a play where, look, the Chargers were horrible, obviously, on their offensive line. But man, they did not set the edge very well in their run stopping on this guy who does such a great job with his vision, his bouncing ability. You know, he doesn't have world-class speed. Somebody tweeted me this morning. I was telling Max, do you think he's got Chris Johnson speed? Are you out of your mind? Chris Johnson's one of the fastest players that's ever lived in this game. Look, Kroski Merritt is fast. He's not world-class fast, but he has great burst. He's got great vision, great cutting ability. And that bounce outside and then him turning that corner, nobody had a shot. No, I don't think he's got Chris Johnson, you know, world-class speed. That dude, what did he run, Max? 4-1? 4-2? Was he a 4-2 or a 4-1 guy? I don't even know what Bill ran 40 time-wise. He's fast, don't get me wrong. He's fast, but I'm actually more impressed with his vision, with his cutting ability, with his ability to bounce laterally and then burst and take advantage of it. He was outstanding in the game. There were other plays. You know, really after that touchdown drive on their third drive, that was it until the second half. The speed option with Jaden on a third and one took that pitch. There were 12 men on the field. Man, that tempo, that hurry up caught the Chargers there. Had that check down for 28 yards. I love that he can catch the ball. You know, the check down was a great run after catch, but they used him in that middle screen as well where he got 11 yards. And then there he is again, bouncing to the outside for a touchdown to make it 17 to 10. The 27-yard run on their second drive of the second half, I don't know how many tackles he broke. Let me just say this, and I'm going to get to them in a moment, but there was room to run for him today. There was room. The offensive line clearly did a good job. But on that 27-yard run on the second drive of the second half, he broke two or three tackles. He is slippery. No one gets a square shot on him. And then he does have enough lower body strength to run through some tackles. Then he had the 15-yard run on the final drive of the game. And he had the fumble. And that was a big fumble. And that was not on the exchange. Brady initially said it was on the exchange. I was looking for that. I didn't see it as an exchange problem. He had the ball, and then he lost it. That was a big fumble, and it could have been disastrous because they had the ball, you know, near midfield up 20 to 10 in the fourth quarter after a fourth and two drop by Conklin. And it's like, let's go, you know, end this thing right now. But overall, my God, 28 snaps, 16 touches, 150 yards, and two touchdowns. That's an A-level game. And the only reason it's not A-plus is the fumble. Deebo Samuel's on the list of good. He is having himself a season, isn't he? Look, no Terry, no Noah Brown. You know, Jaden's go-tos. Zach Ertz is still in the game, but Ertz wasn't even targeted. Well, he was. He had that high ball that he could have caught, didn't pull in. No catches for Ertz in this game. Deebo was targeted 11 times, caught 8 passes for 96 yards. Nobody else was targeted more than twice. Do you think Kingsbury's been creative in getting Deebo Samuel the ball when Deebo Samuel is really the only legitimate scary threat as a skill position player? You've got to give Kingsbury a lot of credit. He gets him the ball quickly on screens. He gets it to him on under routes. He gets it to him on crossing routes. He gets it to him out of the backfield, although not yesterday. There was some motion occasionally in the backfield, I think, with Deebo, but he did not have a carry in the game, even though he was the zone read option with that Wildcats play that they ran with Kroski Merritt. But Deebo, he's on track now for 96 catches this year, something like that. Really another excellent game. What an addition Deebo has been. Without him, they'd be in big trouble. And let's just keep him and the quarterback healthy. I put Luke McCaffrey on the list of good. He only had 2 plays, a 50-yard catch, unbelievable catch, set up the game-tying field goal at the end of the first half. But he had another great kickoff return, a 40-yard kickoff return. He is excellent in that area. I put McNichols on the list of things that I liked in the game because that 3rd-and-11 swing pass where he broke multiple tackles and got the first down, it seems like he is really good at that. And they just trust him. I like him, too. The offensive line, anytime you rush for 163 yards and your quarterback only gets sacked once, and your average per carry is 5.8, and it really seemed to me that the line of scrimmage, a good defense, too, and a good defensive front, it really seemed to me like they were doing a good job of winning at the line of scrimmage. There weren't a lot of in the backfield kind of plays. In fact, let me just see what the TFL count was for the Chargers, because it did not seem like, well, they had 6 TFLs. Okay, I'm trying to, well, the fumble was certainly one of them. I thought the O-line did a phenomenal job. The way it appeared to me, there was certainly for Kroski Merritt a lot of running room. All right, sticking with the list of good, because now we move to the defense. The 2 takeaways are as big as anything in this game. They're as big as the running back's performance. They are as big as the quarterback's performance, as good as big as Deebo's performance. 2 takeaways after 1 in 4 games. They get one, as we've talked about already, beaten it to death. The play of the game, really, the Quan Martin hit. As he said, violence solves everything. What a quote. And that was violent. And that ball came out, and good for Lattimore to be right there to recover it. And then the 2nd one, you know, they go from 1st and goal at the 1. No Hampton in the game. I think that was big for Washington. He was over getting taped, was a bit injured. They had their 3rd string running back, Vidal, in the game. And after a 1st down throw is incomplete, there's a big play by Jordan McGee, who played and played well. It certainly appeared, had a couple of memorable plays, pressures, that TFL at the goal line, and then it's 3rd and goal, and Newton gets a hand on it, and it's tipped and intercepted by Sandra Still. Just 2 incredibly important takeaways in this game. They win the turnover battle, +1, and it turned out to be a huge difference maker. Sticking with the defense, I mean, the pass rush was everything, because I don't think the coverage was great. Certainly wasn't early. 5 sacks, so many pressures. What did I see here? In some column I read right before the show, it may have been Ben's column, 13 pressures in the game, 9 of them in 2.5 seconds or less. And it was everybody. You know, it wasn't just one player. And part of it was schemed up. There were free runners. against that offensive line. They took advantage of truly probably yesterday, other than Dallas's offensive line, one of the worst offensive line situations in the league. If they hadn't taken advantage of it, we would have killed them. You have to acknowledge how messed up they were, but this was a defense that was chomping at the bit to redeem themselves after last week, and they dominated. Pass rush in this game was everything to the defensive results. 5 sacks, 13 pressures, 9.5 seconds or less. It came from everywhere. It came from everybody. And it needed to. It needed to, because that game started with Justin Herbert going 11 for 13 for 112 yards and a touchdown, along with a couple of scrambles before the Johnston fumble. And people were wide the blank open. It looked like, oh my God, here we go again coverage-wise. But they got a sack or two in the early going, and then they just dominated that offensive line. Dominated it, and the pass rush was everything in that game. After Herbert started 11 for 13 for 112 yards, he was 11 for 16 for 54 yards over the final 2.5 quarters. Dorrance Armstrong stood out. 2 sacks, drew a holding penalty. Boy, is he having a season. Kinlaw, McGee, Payne, Luvu, Wagner, Newton, Martin, Jacob Martin, Von Miller, Reeves and Quan Martin with some big hits in the game. That list is long in terms of the defensive players who stood out. We'll have more on that tomorrow when we go back and look at it in more detail. But it was the pass rush ultimately that was the defensive calling card. And when you get that kind of pressure, you're going to have a good day, even if the coverage behind it isn't consistently sound. The tackling was better than it was last week. There were a couple of missed tackles on Hampton. He's pretty good. And let's face it, the last thing on this list of things that I liked from the game is that they took advantage of a team that was not only a mess along their offensive line. And look, I wouldn't have made excuses for our team. We were missing big pieces too. But their offensive line being such a mess, losing players during the game, it just seemed to completely discombobulate the Chargers. 10 penalties, 85 yards. Some of them just trying to protect and save Herbert's life. It was a bad day for them after that fumble. They were burning timeouts, plenty of time left in quarters. They started the second half being down 17-10 with the ball. They went from a first and 10 to a second and 33 to a third and 29. Never had a shot. They went for a fourth and 2 and they dropped the pass. The Chargers participated in the final result of the game, but it was much more about what Washington did really after, the first 21 to 22 minutes of the game. All right, there were a few things that I didn't like. I'll get to those along with a few other observations when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.